Anybody else want to issue a permit? A, 10, 22-001. Hello again, Detective. Could you identify yourself for the record again?
Sure. New England Police Department, Detective Jack, J-A-C-Q-U-E-S.
Are you picking him up on the microphone? You're very soft-spoken, Detective.
Yes, he is.
You speak up.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He calls me Ms. Lotus, so we need to kind of address. No, that's not all.
Okay. You're entitled to a brief opening statement, Detective.
So, for denial of the application for the appellant, it's solely on just the omission of arrest. Seeing that the case is a couple years old, I ran it back around one more time. There's nothing outstanding that's discovered from December 19th of 2022 through an in-house op center check, which is our in-house record system. There's nothing new. Nothing through select, no new incidents, no warrants, protective orders, restraining orders, or any hits discovered. So just to follow up there, I recently took over the position this past summer, so just catching up where everybody left off. And this one's denied solely on the basis of an arrest and conviction. That's through a record found from the state of Connecticut, fingerprint supported search. This was through West Haven. The arrest occurred on July 21st, 2011. It was for the illegal obtaining of drugs, which there was 1 year of jail on the line, which they suspended it and convicted of 1 year probation on October 4th, 2011.
This is a failure to disclose, or?
Yes.
Okay.
That was on page 3 of the DPS 799C. The only thing disclosed was the misdemeanor forgery, but that did not pop up on any kind of backgrounds that I discovered.
That's what I thought the charge was. I was never asked about it. So I never knew how to find out what it was, so that's what I wrote down. That's what the lady told me when I went to court, after probation, whatever, that's what it was gonna be. So that's what I wrote.
Is that your opening statement? Because that was gonna be my next thing.
Oh.
To give you a chance to have an opening statement.
Yeah, it can be.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you like.
Well, because when I checked yes, and that's what I wrote, that's what I thought the charge was. And I did like a background check when I was working down Yale, and that's, you know, I told them that, and, you know, I was able to work there, and nothing came up from it, so I assumed that's what it was. I mean, I never background checked myself, so. Because I didn't have a lawyer. I just went in there and talked to, you know, whoever it was, the prosecutor, I guess. And she said, you know, do the probation or whatever, and it'll be a misdemeanor, whatever it was.
How about the fact you didn't check off the conviction box?
Where? Yeah, well, it says another jurisdiction. I thought it meant like another state or something.
Under the laws of this state, federal law,
I see that now.
Or laws in any other jurisdiction.
And it's also yes or no, not none of the above.
Correct. I didn't really understand it when I was reading it. I mean, obviously looking at it now, yes, I do see that.
Okay, well, we're jumping the gun. You made an opening statement. I think you know what the case is about. Is there anything else you wanted to add besides what you've told us?
There's nothing additional.
Okay. So the basis is an improper application, essentially.
Yes.
I did try to kind of name it, but you didn't know.
All right, so I guess my question is, how do we go from illegally obtaining drugs to forgery?
That is a question for the felon.
What happened with that case?
I can answer that. I gave a girl a ride and she said, bring me to pick up her prescription. So I said, okay, like, you know, who would think anything of that? And
come on.
Let's think about
really?
The strange.
Who's the girl?
She didn't have a car.
Who's the girl?
Her name was Jessica.
You knew her then?
I was trying to hang out with her at the time. And she said, can you give me a ride to Walgreens, I think it was, or whatever? Okay. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure, no problem. And cops came and took her and took me, and I couldn't afford a lawyer at the time to, you know, fight it. And the lady said, you know, do the probation or whatever. I'm like, okay, sure, no problem, which I did. I haven't even got as much of a parking ticket since then. You know, I guess.
What was the drug? Do you know what the drug was?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
Well, I have a question for the issue.
Okay.
Just to clear this up, it's only for the failure to disclose. What he's saying about the drug and the drug arrest, that has no bearing on your decision at all. It is just that it wasn't listed on the application.
Yes.
Had he listed it accurately on the application, would you have issued it?
Yes.
Okay, because I have problems with the we wouldn't take this application. Mm-hmm. It's not completely filled out. All the boxes aren't checked. I would look at this as insufficient application. I mean, deal with it until it's correct. So, since you're new in the position, that's probably a good thing for you to set up at the department, and then you might not end up here. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Other questions for anybody, either side?
Just so you find him suitable, other than he didn't list it on the application.
Yes.
Anybody else have any other witnesses?
No.
Okay, sir, would you like to make a closing statement?
No, just that, you know, I did, you know, maybe should have filled it out better, clerical error, you know. Not really the best at this stuff, but here I am.
Well, much like I said to the issuing authority, it's your responsibility.
Correct.
It's your responsibility to know your record, do it accurately, completely fill out the form. You actually got lucky that they took it and accepted it, and you're actually sitting here today because they could have just said, no, it's not a sufficient application. So just quickly filling it out, say someone will fix it, is not the right way to go either, because having a handgun is a responsible thing, and you're expected to follow the laws, follow the rules.
Maybe I should have like that.
What we're asking of you is a greater responsibility than the average citizen in Connecticut. And if you're telling us that you can't even fill out the basic paperwork, do you see how that weighs on our decision?
I understand. Yeah, I get that. Maybe I should have background checked myself to get the exact.
You should have to. You should know. Okay. You should know what you're arrested for, what happened for it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And you should check the boxes.
Yeah,
and closing statement, detective?
Other than just like the omission of arrest and just a incomplete application, the part that would only throw me off is like when you go to court and brought before the charges, they go through the case, it's more than likely to throw out which kind of drugs they were. So to say like I don't know what drugs they are is kind of a tough answer in my opinion, but other than that, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Comments by the board?
Just that the issuing authority's opinion that he's otherwise suitable is going to have.
I'm sorry, Chief. Yeah. Can you say that again?
You need to speak up.
The issuing authority's opinion that this appellant is suitable, except for the fact that the application wasn't filled out completely, is going to weigh heavily. So his opinion is going to be very important to him.
Mm. Uh-huh. Thank you.
My one caveat to that is the issuing authority is always entitled to a complete and accurate application.
Established. We've all said that we're not.
Yes, I think we've made that abundantly clear, but I'm going to throw that in one more time. All right, Dr. Conrad.
I'm going to vote for the appellant and urge him to be cautious with the women he associates.
Colonel Lewis.
Though I have issues with the application, I'll vote for the appellant. Like, he did disclose somewhat of an arrest, just didn't do a good job of reading and checking the boxes, but appellant.
Ms. Johnson.
Appellant.
Keith Rosenzweig.
Appellant also, for the reason I said, it would have been better if he had completed the application correctly. We might not be here, but if the issuing authority is going to deny, it's also helpful to interview the appellant, find out the details of the underlying case.
Let's all do better. Appellant. 1, 3, 3, 4, 5, nothing. Appellant. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.